Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Thank you, Father. Please bring understanding to us about these things coming and send us your grace, O Lord. Thank you so much for your mercy and grace in these coming days of shaking. Amen. All right. I'm going to talk to you about wars and rumors of wars. First, I'll share a few things with you. On 8/29/24, I saw this link. I'll just read the link to you. '08, Biden-Harris make major midnight move to put Trump in handcuffs. DOJ reinforcements brought in. And that's it. I'll give you a quote out of it, though. How do you end a man before he ever has a chance to begin? You handcuff him, render him powerless, and reinforce him with guards under cover of darkness. The Biden-Harris administration has done exactly that. The DOJ is bringing in reinforcements by the truckload as they prepare for all hell to break loose. What do they have planned for Trump? Well, the wheels have been set in motion to end his presidency before it ever begins. So this did actually happen. And when I read this, I asked the Lord if I could send the angels to rescue President Trump and got an affirmative answer. So the Lord overruled them and we sent his angels to take the rally Trump, I call him, out of the midst of this army. Poof. And gave him to the alliance, and the deep state doesn't know what happened to him. So the Lord said, he's fine and all is well. Verse by faith at random that we received that morning, 8:30, 24, Psalm 18 and 50. Great deliverance giveth he to his king. And showeth loving kindness to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Well, amen. I liked all of it. He also put it into my mind, and I double-checked to send his angels to capture Biden-Harris. And then Walz. And give them to the alliance, and that also was accomplished. This is the second Walz, a clone. So, and then here was this confirmation, Operation Disclosure, 8/30/24. I didn't read it until after all this. August the 29th, 2024. Rumor, Biden to be arrested. I thought, wow, that just stuck out to me. And this was signed by 17th letter JFK Jr. on Telegram. I believe, by the way, that J.D. Vance may drop out of this race. And I believe it's likely that JFK Jr. will be the vice president of the republic. Another thing, official NASA documents reveal the agency has been preparing for decades to play a leading role in a mass extinction event in 2025 that will lead to the collapse of civilization and the depopulation of the majority of people on planet Earth. During a PowerPoint presentation, NASA's chief scientist, Dennis Bushnell, outlined plans for a devastating series of inside job terror attacks and biological warfare on U.S. soil against U.S. citizens in 2025 as part of the plot to destroy civilization as we know it. And I'll just tell you that the Lord said, this will not happen. Okay, praise God. He has absolutely been merciful and on many, many judgments. Okay. Alarmingly, many of the details outlined in the NASA PowerPoint presentation have already occurred, indicating that the plans for the mass extinction event were well underway. Yeah, that's true. Chemtrails were being sprayed from the skies to kill plants, earth, and the general population, while the hated lawn weed dandelion root came naturally from the earth. For those who ingested it, it kills 98% of cancer cells in their body within 48 hours. Well, you know, there's lots of things out there that kill cancer, but they certainly don't. They try their best to hide every bit of it. So, in a groundbreaking development, the Trump transition team are preparing to authorize officials to arrest elite figures allegedly involved in the covert operation of spraying chemtrails and other things to manipulate weather patterns, control populations, and disperse harmful toxins, including aluminum and barium. That's a good deal. Thank you so much. These high-level arrests are set to target those at the top who have orchestrated these activities rather than the operational staff, unaware of the full scope of their actions. In a shocking and unexpected twist, the Democratic Party has made a dramatic U-turn on Vice President Kamala Harris, sparking widespread speculation about her future within the party, raising serious doubts about Harris's role in the party's future plans, since she's locked up, I would say so. But they did turn them loose, okay, because they're fulfilling a good service in showing people what happens when a bunch of communists have authority, right? So the arrest of Telegram CEO Pavel Durov, because he resisted a backdoor to his Telegram app, and all who use it, by the way, the Lord's angels freed him and gave him to the Alliance. The autumn campaign in the secret battle for the planet Earth has begun early with the execution of YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki. That's the best I can do. The mysterious illness of Anthony Fauci, you know, illnesses, I would say, one right after another. I don't know what the deal was. CIA sources say she was executed for censoring the truth about vaccine mass murder on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So we notice, by the way, that following her death, people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Judge Andrew Napolitano are back on YouTube, which is no longer censoring vaccine truth. So we were impressed to speak against the vaccines last week, and we're not kicked off. So we realized we just felt confidence not to worry about it. Anthony Fauci was hospitalized after having a string of diseases, which he caused, by the way, despite having been vaccinated and boosted 6 times, if you can believe that. These people know better than to get the vaccine. In fact, every time they catch one of them and they check their blood, they find out they did not take the vaccine, even though they were forcing it on you. That's a dead giveaway. The fact that Fauci was hired by Georgetown University means he is backed by the satanic P2 Freemasons. These are the Knights of Malta, who are ultimately responsible for the entire COVID and vaccine mass murder event. In any case, again, I'm quoting from a lot of different people here. In any case, last night we got a call from an Asian society, secret society source, who said Fauci committed suicide by stuffing toilet paper down his throat. Well, we don't know if this is true, but it sounds more like he got help, right? I don't think anybody could handle that, stuffing toilet paper down their own throat to kill them. That's the worst way you can think of dying. But anyway, so I don't know how much there is to this. We have not been able to independently confirm this information, but if true, it would represent poetic justice considering what has been coming out of his mouth, the writer says. So no official announcement of his death has been made. JAG rearrested Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett Saturday night, a day after she sided with the court's liberal minority about whether to allow Arizona election officials to reject new voter registration forms that do not include proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or a passport. White hats allege Barrett's vote on the matter was unconstitutional and violated an agreement she and President Trump had etched in stone following her first arrest in May of 2021. Well, my thought was that that left a 4-4 split from left to right, which is dangerous. So the Lord offered an angel to sit in for Barrett. As you know, angels can take other personalities. The demons are doing it all the time. There are some politicians standing up in front of us that are demons. Okay. So no matter what you hear from regurgitated news, there is no war in Ukraine. The deep state is drumming up money from those who pity the Nazis, as usual, with disinformation. And clone Zelensky was handed over to the alliance by the angels. The reports from him now are actually from a deputy. And the Lord has forced a ceasefire and a peace accord. And the final legal work is being done. Eve went and sat in on the proceedings, and she said it was very peaceful, and they were close to finishing. President Trump agrees, and President Putin yesterday agreed that there is no war going on. So that stuff you're seeing out there, that's strictly to do what they were doing in the past, drum up money so they could send it, so they could get a kickback. The angels told me there is no warfare. Another note, the Gray Pope crime boss is dead, joining him with the Black Pope, and you know who. They are saying they no longer are considering the 10 to 12 days of mainstream media darkness except in certain places. Probably because they are taking over the news with EBS anyway, and bringing down the Mossad mainstream media satellites. So they're not taking down the internet, they say now, but are replacing it with the new internet. And they are not taking down the electricity, but long enough to bring up Tesla-free energy. So take all this, you know, one way or the other. I mean, a lot of times these things don't come to pass, so I'm not standing behind any of that. But I do believe Tesla free energy is coming up. Solar simulators have been photographed and patented, in the pictures of the patents even. And this is not good. Gates was speaking of this before his last clone was killed. And this is more depopulation effort, I'm sure. He doesn't get involved in things that aren't depopulation. So just days ago, Gates had a small jet fitted with a spray nozzle and had sprayed two cities with his concoction or soup of monkeypox and what all else before the Lord's angels killed him. And that's what the Lord showed. The angels destroyed the factory and the soup. And according to an insider, he was planning on hitting major cities with this jet. And they also destroyed his mosquito factory and that soup before this. The only thing left is the two cities, and the angels are going after that problem. Okay? The Lord is saying the plague problem, which was truthfully prophesied, is over this year and at least the beginning of next year. Let me say, there is one Achilles heel to this, quote, unhackable, unquote, Nasara Jassara QFS. It's the friendly alien demons that they believe. The Galactic Federation. This is the Achilles heel. I asked the Lord, how could things switch over so quickly in the tribulation period to Revelation chapter 13, where they were making war on the saints? And here we are almost in the tribulation period, and Trump and Nasara Jassara and QFS are wide open, and things are working pretty good. But let me say, in the middle, everything is going to change. Don't believe in friendly aliens or demons, which is the Galactic Federation. They can hack it if the Lord permits. You say men can't hack it? Probably so. But that does not mean these can't hack it. We only have till mid-trib to find out, and things flip for the worse. Father God says all aliens are demons. Write it down. All aliens are demons. And we have proof on our website. Here's another quote. We are being evaluated for possible membership in a galactic federation. And they're claiming to be a vast federation of different planets, different star systems, even different galaxies. Well, we cast all this down in the name of Jesus Christ. Mid-trib will bring it back with the mark and war against the saints. But for now, we cast it down in Jesus' name. Amen? Everybody agree. Okay, here's another Restored Republic via GCR by Judy Byington. The countdown has officially begun on Sunday the 25th of August. The cabal central banking debt slavery system ended on Wednesday the 28th of August. BRICS launched its intra-bank system and met with 126 nations to discuss ditching the U.S. dollar, which, by the way, some people don't understand, without which the deep state would continue to plunder us. That's what they're using the dollar for. That's why they have to bring it down. And by Thursday, August the 29th, 2024, the global financial system had been fully implemented with all QFS banks across the world totally integrated. More clips. Their gold asset-backed quantum financial system has activated. Mass arrests were in progress with all assets deployed. Be prepared. They give this warning, of course, to any of you that, well, let me just say it anyway. It's only wise to have at least a month's supply of food, water, cash, medicine, and essential items on hand for yourself, your family, and share with others in case of an emergency. Judy goes on to say, the latest news, as I understand it, Operation Castle Rock would soon be upon us, which I think it is already. Which included bringing to life Project Odin and the quantum systems, plus activating Operation Omicron Variant, which is the code name for a military cleanup operation designed to arrest perpetrators of the Chinese Communist Party. Well, that's necessary. They've been invading over the border, you know. And then there's some content redacted. And traitors while saving the people in their clutches. Castle Rock event would bring about a return to 1776 principles, reversing the 1871 Act of England and the Balfour Declaration, plus means a return to 1950s prices, return of all taxes paid, compensation for exploitation of birth certificates, and ruling illegal. Content redacted there. While the free availability of med bed treatments reversed vaccine damage. Okay, so, and I've already talked to you about the med beds. They can start out good, but they don't necessarily have to stay that way. The aliens can hack that. And there's more than one person that wants to change your DNA. And, of course, we know that's the deep state with their vaccines. So they're working with the deep state, right? So are they working contrary to life now? No, I understand that they are not working contrary to life now. But the day will come. Don't get addicted. Jesus is the healer. He's the only one with no side effects. So Castle Rock will also expose Biden administration corruption and activate militaries worldwide, including the U.S. military, that would then step in to overturn the 2020 election results and restore Trump to his rightful elected position as U.S. president. A reliable military source has leaked that in the next 24 to 48 hours, the Supreme Court will announce a government shutdown and replacement. Are you ready for the great comeback, they say? Well, this has to do with the Brunson case, which has been decided for some time, but they're going to announce it now that they've got the military everywhere to, you know, take care of the anarchists who don't like what it's saying. So the flipping of the 2020 election via FISA military courts includes military tribunals, confessions, and documentaries revealing deep state cabal globalist corruption. To accomplish this, the world was expected to experience grounded planes and trains, power switches to Tesla-free energy, which is a good thing, and the destruction of satanic symbols throughout the globe by way of bombing 34 satanic buildings, plus dams housing nuclear plants, including the Chinese Three Gorges Dam, which housed Chinese Communist Party bioweapon labs and was headquarters for the CCP International drug and gun running, etc., etc. This World War III scare event on the horizon required global martial law. And also the collecting of all these people that are criminals, it required what they've been calling soft martial law. Another fake World War III scenario involving the activation of militaries worldwide was designed to create a smokescreen for real-world events where police and court systems will rule the land under constitutional 1776 law of the people. With implementation of the quantum systems comes Nasara Jasara, which in addition to the deep state's cabal's refund of stolen monies to the people, including a global currency reset, will find all judges, police, and lawyers standing down worldwide, the corrupt arrested, while the rest will be retrained in constitutional 1776 law. That's a good thing, too. I mean, they've been designing laws to protect them and get you. So, and of course, the official return of Trump is going to be there. Okay. I say official because he really never left. So Thursday, 29th of August, 2024. Once the quantum financial system is activated, all governments will be reduced by 90 to 95%. That's because all of this has been designed basically to protect the criminals, and they want to get rid of it. And new elections must be held within 60 days or the alliance military takes control. November election? Question mark. Doubt it on the current timeline. John F. Kennedy on Telegram. At Gitmo, Diego Garcia, Pine Gap, Guam, Washington, D.C., holds prisoners of high stature who will or already have undergone military tribunals and the carrying out of their sentencing. The Democrat deep state now aims to assassinate both Trump and RFK Jr. before the November elections to create constitutional crisis and cancel the elections. Well, the deep state U.S. Secret Service has ended its protection of RFK Jr. That's a dead giveaway, right? Of course, we bind all this attempts in from them being able to accomplish it in Jesus' name. We bind it. Y'all agree with me, okay? And despite suspending his presidential campaign, Kennedy remains on the ballot in 40 out of 50 states and is a significant target, especially with Trump's endorsement. The regime is deliberately putting him in harm's way. Charlie Ward on Telegram, August 28, 2024. Phase one of their mission was now complete. Phase two, SCOTUS has long decided on the Brunson versus Adams case. I said that a long time ago that they already decided it. I just knew it. Their long-anticipated announcement in support of Brunson's allegation that Congress failed to investigate voter fraud in the 2020 election would to take down the Biden administration and all of Congress. Yes. On Friday the 30th of August, 2024, the Cardin Group received notice from a valid source in the U.S. military. The source asked that word be spread to have the people prepare for a SCOTUS announcement that the government will be shut down and replaced in the next 24 to 48 hours. All right. It's out there. We know that. And, of course, they wanted to get all the military in position, you know, to defend. So, Sunday, September 1st, 2024, the Great Comeback Disclosure Day, September the 1st. Major global media networks were being prepped for the Disclosure Day. All right. Your quantum financial system account is already set up on the very secure Starlink satellite system. And holding all of your personal data and even your DNA, there's nothing left to configure. Your account already contains funds, money tied to your birth certificate, past loans, mortgages, and more. This is your money earned over your lifetime, securely stored in your QFS account. Yep, you have one whether you know it or not. And this was signed by the 17th letter, JFK Jr., on Telegram, Friday the 30th, August 2024. On Friday the 6th of September 2024, your nightmare will be over. Everyone will be able to afford a home, a car, and groceries. It all starts on Friday the 6th, September 2024. Donald Trump. On Telegram, August the 30th, 2024. So it all starts on September the 6th. Maybe more then people know it's going to start on September the 6th. Because, according to this, it seems that our troubles are over. But on this very day, 9/6/24, the earthquakes, I believe, will start on the East Coast and go to the West Coast by the 8th, which is 3 days. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But we're going to talk about prophecies that have involved these earthquakes and what God's going to do about it. Because they're pretty extreme, right? So I'm going to call this Earthquakes and God's Mercy. We've shared warnings of God's judgments we received from the Lord about earthquakes and other disasters, because God is merciful and has heard the prayers and intercession for mankind. He is going to lessen the severity of the earthquakes and tsunamis that we know are still coming. Huge quakes bring the man-child. This is my writing. I believe there will begin a domino effect of earthquakes that travels across the U.S. and the world. And now we will look at the U.S. portion. And I believe the deep state has prepared the groundwork for this domino effect of quakes by fracking, tunneling, explosions, HAARP, military tectonic weapons, etc. They've prepared a domino effect. And that is under the U.S. And I believe we have learned that the Lord will use what they have done to make them guilty, but He controls how and when, and He will lessen the effects of the revelations given. Okay, so I'm going to share some of those with you. This threat is likely coming from the deep state to cause the alliance to back down, but they are constantly arresting the deep state Khazarians, and sooner or later they will take them all down. Either way, the Lord said this judgment will happen for the sins of the people. Okay, here's one. Deep state scientists conspire to set off huge earthquakes. Sandy Shaw. 10/18/11. I dreamed I was sitting and listening to a group of scientists argue, and they were talking over my head with their scientific words. Half of the scientists were arguing, "We should not do that because we don't know what the ramifications of that are, nor do we know what chain reactions will take place," quote unquote. In the dream, I didn't know what that was referring to. The other half of the scientists began arguing that they do know the outcome of that, as they have calculations and results from the previous times that they have done it, which is start earthquakes. Yeah. One man from the group speaking against it interjected loudly with, "Not of this magnitude." So they didn't know what would happen with something of this magnitude. And magnitude, of course, speaks of earthquakes. They set off a chain reaction of faults that all affect one another, right? Sandy Shaw and Rick Sergeant had almost the same revelation that quakes would cross the U.S. in a chain reaction. Eve Brast had a revelation that 7 big quakes would go around the world. And I believe they would use a combination of HAARP, fracking, and their underground tunneling and explosions down those tunnels to connect faults, as they have already done. And Deep State will use high-grade military tectonic weapons. They would use their Tesla earthquake machines, okay, that we have heard they have underground. So there are many scriptures, dreams, and visions that speak of Jesus coming in the man-child body of reformers at the time of the large earthquakes crossing the U.S. From Scripture, we see that history always repeats. Ecclesiastes 1 and 9, that which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done. There is no new thing under the sun. Okay, so Jesus was the first New Testament man-child reformer, who was a type for the coming man-child body of reformers, a corporate body. Scripture shows that Jesus died with an earthquake, quote-unquote, and was risen to the throne with a, quote, great earthquake, unquote, in 3 days. Jesus' resurrection was also accompanied by the out-resurrection of saints who appeared to the people. Out-resurrection. Philippians 3 and 11. If by any means I may attain unto the out-resurrection from the dead. So, Paul wanted to be included in this. And I think that's just wonderful. So the numeric pattern is in the original Greek words, out-resurrection. It's total different than the word resurrection anywhere else in the Bible. Okay. Isaiah 64, 1 through 3. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, and that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might quake at thy presence. So God's presence is coming with quakes. And his presence is coming in his man-child body by the Word and Spirit, as it was with Jesus, as time will surely tell. This will be a great judgment on the wicked of the U.S. and the world. And going on, verse 2, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. So at this coming of the Lord, there is going to be an earthquake. The coming of the man-child ministry and anointing of the man-child ministry, we have much proof on our site. Dreams of Visions showed it comes in the middle of these earthquakes at the time of the great earthquake, which is the resurrection, right? The great earthquake at the New Madrid. So a great revival will spring from this. Many lost or apostate people will turn to the Lord of the Bible. Amen. Instead of the Lord of their religions, right? And when thou didst terrible things, verse 3, which we looked not for, thou camest down, and the mountains quaked at thy presence. How often we find that when the presence of the Lord comes, the earthquakes come. Psalm 97 and 5, the mountains melted like wax. That's volcanic activity which follows earthquakes. At the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. Thank the Lord. I received this text that points out that when the Lord comes in Judah as the man-child, the waters recede. Yes. What that's going to mean on the ground, I'm not sure. Psalm 1 and 14 was the text I received about this, 1 through 8. When Israel went forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. That's the Red Sea. The Jordan was driven back. That's when they went around and was trying to enter the Promised Land, right? And Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams. That sounds like earthquakes, doesn't it? The little hills like lambs. So, the presence of the Lord will cause earthquakes and the sea to flee away, whatever that means. I'll share some more about that, but what aileth thee, O thou sea, that's the Red Sea, that thou fleest? So again, repeats of history, you know. It looks like an earthquake and a tsunami at the beginning of the wilderness tribulation, because that's what happened when they crossed the Red Sea. They went right into the wilderness, which the New Testament in Revelation 12 and 18, I think, say is the tribulation. So, and thou, Jordan, that thou turnest back, you mountains that you skip like rams, you little hills like lambs, tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. He'll come straighten this out, who turned the rock into a pool of water and flint into a fountain of waters. So I received this about a witness with a video showing the Gulf waters receding as far out as you could see. He took a video of it, and it was true. I've been down there many times. We lived on the Gulf Coast. I've never seen anything like that. They receded out of Tampa Bay and Coral Bay, and he said he thought it went all the way to Texas. And other areas for over 12 hours. And he showed a picture of it. Ground, as far as you could see, no water. Then he showed the wall where the water usually lapped up against, you know, behind him. So this is proof that God can do this. This was seen in areas of the world where there wasn't a hurricane, like it was at the Red Sea. You say, God, can God do that? Yeah. Well, I've got a link here. So we will notice that the great shaking is accompanied by the coming of Jesus in the man-child and the change of fortunes for God's people as they go into the wilderness tribulation. We are very near to that now. It is all coming soon, and we need to be ready. Haggai 2 and 7 says, "And I will shake all nations, and the precious things," things wasn't in the original, but precious means desire, or the desired of all nations. Desired. You know who's desired of all nations? At least people in all nations. That's Jesus. "And the desired of all nations shall come." This is Jesus in the man-child, who is typed by Zerubbabel in this chapter, and he comes with the shaking. So we do, everybody is saying, "Come, Lord Jesus, fix this thing," right? "And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." Well, as we've seen, Cyrus conquered Babylon and freed God's people, giving a gift of Babylon's gold and silver to rebuild the temple. "So the latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place," that's the true house of God, "will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts." So this shaking of all nations happens at the birth of the man-child ministry. It is only to happen once more since the time of Paul wrote of it in Hebrews 12 and 25. "See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escaped not when they refused him that warned them on earth, much more shall not we escape who turn away from him that warneth from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more will I make to tremble not the earth only, but also the heaven." So there's one more time this big shaking worldwide is coming. "And this word, yet once more," verse 27, "signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that have been made by man." I'll just put a note there, right? "That those things which are not shaken may remain. Wherefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken." Well, the kingdom of heaven is where God rules and we submit, and it cannot be shaken. That's where you need to abide, in him, right? Let us have grace whereby we may offer service well-pleasing to God with reverence and awe. Amen. Good advice for these days right now. So back to Haggai 2 and 3. Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? I mean, they were, of course, working on the destroyed house, right? Is it not in your eyes as nothing? Yes, it was. In other words, the church, the house of God, is a fake mess because it was departed from his word. Right. Verse 4. Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, meaning born from Babylon, which is the first fruits man child leadership to come out of apostasy to rebuild the kingdom in that day. Saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. What? To rebuild the temple of God, which in these days, Paul tells us, is the people of God. Verse 5, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, that is, through the Red Sea, where the wicked were judged. And my spirit abode among you. Fear ye not, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. Yep. So as we saw, this was also spoken of by Paul in Hebrews 12, 25-29, as the great shaking that separated those man-made kingdoms who could be shaken from those who could not, for they are the kingdom of God. And the precious, again, things was not in there, or desired, the desired of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. That's how he's going to fill the house with glory. He's coming in his people. He's coming in his people before he comes for his people. So don't think about raptures if you're not abiding in him. It ain't going to happen. So this is the glory of the Lord's presence in the rebuilt temple of God's people. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. That's Cyrus Trump's gift, right? The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former. I'm telling you, because the latter rain is greater than the former rain. It's going to be awesome, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. That's the deep state throne in all of the nations is falling right now. And I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them. That's the beast army that's destroyed at the Red Sea and chasing us. Everyone by the sword of his brother. As when the nations came against Jerusalem, the bride was divided against each other. That is, the enemy of the bride was divided against each other. Right? So in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee a signet, that's a sign, for I have chosen thee, says the Lord of hosts. A signet is a sign of authority such as Mordecai and Joseph received when they were types of the man-child body. So I am convinced that we must be entitled to the Passover of this judgment which was paid for by Jesus, when it does come. Make sure that your heart is right with God and your brethren by abiding in Jesus Christ. But as we have heard, God is going to have mercy because it was asked of him. You want God's mercy? Forgive from the heart, or you'll be turned over to the tormentors. Matthew 18:34-35. Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Again, these are revelations that were given, which are going to be lessened. Okay. Earthquakes and Refuge, dream by Sandy Shaw, May of 2011. And Deb Horton, she also put some notes in here with me. So, in a dream, I saw the New York City skyline from a distance, and it was shaking. All of the skyscrapers and buildings were going back and forth. This is the East Coast Fault Line that we have been speaking of. It goes from there on down through D.C., down on down to out into the Gulf, actually. Then it was as if New York City zoomed in closer, and I saw all the buildings collapsing. Many people were dying all around me. I saw the ground really shaking, vibrating, and cracks were starting to form. I looked up and saw many piles of rubble from the fallen buildings, and then the ground started buckling and moving the piles of rubble. At that time, I started seeing fire come up from out of the ground. I was observing this from very far up in the air and was able to see very far into the distance. And as I saw fire erupting from the ground, the Lord took me closer, and I was then positioned right over the fires and looking down into the fire. I could feel the heat on my face, and at first I thought it was gas lines erupting that were causing the fire. As I got closer, I saw what looked like red hot mud or clay with flames, and it was oozing out of the buckling cracks of rubble. Well, this is most likely volcanic action of lava, right? Chuck Thacker said that an earthquake fault was discovered directly under New York City in the 1920s by a subway construction crew, and they reported a crevasse so deep that they could not hear anything that they dropped in hit the bottom. Some way they poured concrete over it and continued. And this fault is under 14th Street, which runs from 1st Avenue to 11th Avenue in Manhattan. And Deb's note here is this is speculated to be the hardened dome of a lava bubble, a really big lava bubble. The subway line was moved over enough to where they found footing to continue. We used to ride the train there all the time. Well, remember, the magnitude of all judgments is going to be lessened because people have prayed since these revelations I'm sharing with you came out, and many, many others, okay? So God did that so the people would pray and ask for mercy. Wouldn't you rather see a revival than a lot of dead people? Sure. So I saw these cracks likened to a glass breaking, heading from the East Coast towards the center of the nation to the New Madrid Fault. And there were small, large, and gigantic cracks heading towards the eastern side of the New Madrid Fault Line. So Deb said these cracks are called spider legs. Yes, they are. I was taken near to the center of the nation where I could see both coasts of the country, and I was hovering over a large crack in the ground. I was facing south with the Great Lakes behind me, and the crack went all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. The ground began shaking, and the new cracks began forming going back towards the east coast. Well, she also said there were places like 50 miles across in that crack where it couldn't be bridged. I don't believe that's going to happen. I don't believe that it won't be able to be bridged. I'm not saying they won't lose bridges, of course, I am saying it's probably not going to happen, that it won't be bridged. Okay, and the new cracks began forming going back towards the East Coast. I'm not denying the fact that she had a real prophecy here, and it was true. It was true, but people prayed, okay? So moving in all directions like a fan, very quickly, the shaking was constant from this point on, but at different times it slowed down, becoming soft like tremors, and at other times it was shaking hard, violently. As the cracks were moving, they reached about half of the distance of the large crack, the New Madrid, and then my attention was drawn to the right of me, and I looked west of the New Madrid crack and saw cracks going in all directions towards the west coast. They were cracks of many different sizes, and they stopped at different places as they hit other cracks, and then headed in different directions. And, of course, they are funneling these cracks by the things that they've done underground to make this a domino effect. And some went all the way to the San Andreas Fault in California. As these cracks hit the San Andreas, the ground was rising and falling to meet each other like hands coupling together as they join and then separate. California was shaking hard, and at the same time, so was the New Madrid area. The cracks began separating the areas where Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky meet, and went all the way over to North Carolina. These cracks and many more are what isolate the boat-shaped piece of land in Tennessee Valley. And then I saw the crack around the boat fill with water. So these cracks are going, some of them are going to be wide enough that there's going to be water in them, even ships in them. Okay. Will it get that bad? Probably not. But God has some things he has to do. He's going to do. So this is where I turned around to look at the Great Lakes, or where they were supposed to be, and all the water began rushing down, filling up all of the areas in the center of the nation that had been affected by all of the quakes. It emptied these areas that split the U.S. Water flooded in from the Gulf of Mexico as well, and when all the flooding was done, many portions of the U.S. were underwater. Well, Sandy said, when I was questioning her, that some of this water may be temporary and some will stay because the ground is sunk, right? So during this dream, everything was happening in fast motion, but I knew that in reality it would happen over a slightly longer period of time. We have heard that the Craton Plate is drifting towards the west, which would open up many faults if an earthquake just suddenly let it go, you know. And this could be happening over a short period of time. She said, I had the exact same dream three times over a period of 3 months. Now, that usually means something in dream technology, right? Joseph said in Genesis 41 and 32, and for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. So God's not going to annul it, but he is going to lessen it, okay? To sum this up, Sandy said that the New York City quake will begin the sequence, and then the New Madrid began to quake, and then the West Coast began to shake, and Tennessee shook. Sandy said this sequence would happen over a longer period of time than in her dream, but she didn't believe it was a very long period. And again, the Lord said that he would lessen this magnitude because of his grace. Here's the confirmation, strong confirmation. Rick Sergeant, in March of 2011, I was given this vision from the Lord. I saw the word earthquake suspended over a map of the United States. Three golden rods came forth from the word earthquake. One pointed what I thought was towards the north of Washington, D.C., but was difficult to determine because it was more like the geography map and not showing cities. So that's confirmation. The Eastern Fault literally damaged the Washington Monument a few years ago. Yeah, the second pointed to Midwest, he said, the New Madrid, and the third pointed to California. Well, this seems to be to indicate the possibility of a series of quakes indicated in Sandy Shaw's dream, he said, in a simpler form in my vision. So she mentioned these same places plus a lesser known seismic zone in a boat shape in the Tennessee Valley. And here's a confirmation, Elena Timoshuk, 9/5/21. In my dream, I started watching the weather report. I saw a map of the United States. There were three red dots on the right side of the United States going in a line from up to down. Well, this confirms Sandy's New York quake dream that reveals that the large quakes would begin on the East Coast at New York in the United States, and it goes down the coast, just like what she was shown there. Then many red zigzag lines spread out from each dot, and it showed a great earthquake that was about to happen. Well, this is probably the New Madrid quakes that come after New York. The weatherman mentioned three states, but I only remember Virginia and Louisiana, although when I looked up the map, the Louisiana didn't make sense to me because that's not where the third dot was in the image I saw in my dream. I believe that her red dot was on the upper part of the fault line, and this old fault line is the New York-Alabama anomaly, which goes through Virginia, that confirmed, and it was found later to go through Alabama to Louisiana, which confirmed, and into the Gulf where the BP oil well blew out under extreme pressure. And this may have well lubricated this fault, we don't know, you know, but it's a strange thing that it happened right there. So then I saw the U.S. splitting from the point where those three dots were, moving in the shape of an L, going upwards. I was paying close attention to Tennessee because it looked like it was becoming an island. Well, part of it becomes a peninsula, almost an island, but not so a peninsula. And I wanted to make sure that the state where we lived would be okay. Well, it will be more than okay. And she said, then I woke up. Hebrews 12:26. Yet once more will I make to tremble not the earth only, but also the heaven. More confirmations of the Lord coming in his man-child body of reformers in the midst of these great earthquakes. Psalm 18:7. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations all also of the mountains quaked and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. Isaiah 13:11. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease. And I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. And I will make a man more rare than fine gold, even a man than the pure gold of Ophir. Therefore will I make the heavens to tremble, and the earth shall be shaken out of its place. In the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. It's called the day of the Lord, because it's not only the day that the Lord comes, but it's a day of the Lord's judgment. And the day of the Lord's wrath is twice after the tribulation of the bride, and at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation, and after the tribulation of the church at the end of the tribulation. Those are days of the Lord. Isaiah 24 and 16. From not saying that the Lord is coming in his person, but he is coming in the man-child body, as we will see. Isaiah 24 and 16. From the uttermost parts of the earth have we heard songs, glory to the righteous. But I said, I pine away, I pine away. Woe is me, the treacherous have dealt treacherously. Yes, the deep state Judases destroy their own people with these quakes. Yea, the treacherous have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who flees from the noise of the fear, and some, of course, will, shall fall into the pit, because you don't know where there's a crack out there, right? They're all over. And he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare, for the windows on high are opened, and the foundations of the earth tremble. The earth is utterly broken, the earth is rent asunder, the earth is shaken violently. Now, we've had earthquakes that actually shook the whole earth, in case you think this is not possible. But this is something even more than that, okay? The earth shall stagger like a drunken man, and shall sway to and fro like a hammock. That's because of the shifting of the weight and of the crust when it's moved, right? And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. Well, I know there's different ideas about the fall here, but will it fall past the 23.5 degrees? Ah, well, we've had revelations that we would be in very nice, comfortable Hawaii weather here. I said, whoop. I've had more than one, had a few like that. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish the hosts of the high ones on high and the kings of the earth upon the earth. That's the deep state leadership, which is being destroyed as we speak. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited. Well, that's clearly scriptural. He's at the end of the 1,000 years, they will be visited and brought to the great white throne judgment. That's right. So this text is spoken against the king of Babylon in Isaiah 14 and 4. The deep state leadership, who are Satanists under Satan. Satan and his fallen angels are being cast down from heaven, as in Revelation chapter 12. By the warfare of the saints. And also in Isaiah 14 and 12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground that didst lay low the nations? So as Satan has used the deep state to do, using the might of the United States, and so on. Verse 13. And thou saidest in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. In other words, usurping authority over the saints, the stars of God. And I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. So he wants Mount Zion's authority, right? In the uttermost parts of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High, yet thou shalt be brought down to Sheol, to the uttermost parts of the pit. And so are some of his cohorts. And they that see thee shall gaze at thee. They shall consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble? The earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms. Well, notice a man representing a corporate deep state man, like the beast of Revelations, you know, inhabited by Satan, that made the world as a wilderness and overthrew the cities thereof, that let not loose his prisoners to their home. Oh, they have done just this. They've caused all these wars. All the kings of the nations, all of them, sleep in glory, everyone in his own house. But thou art cast forth away from thy sepulchre like an abominable branch clothed with the slain, that are thrust through with the sword, that go down to the stones of the pit as a dead body trodden underfoot. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land. Thou hast slain thy people. That's exactly what they've done. The seed of evildoers shall not be named forever. Joel 3 and 15. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. And the Lord will roar from Zion. Notice it's his presence is on the earth in Zion. And he says that he lives and dwells in Zion, right? And utters his voice from Jerusalem. That's the bride. And the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be a refuge unto his people and a stronghold to the children of Israel. Nahum 1 and 5 on down, it says, the mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is upheaved at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. And who can stand before his indignation? Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken asunder by him. The Lord is good, and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that take refuge in him. And here's one, San Francisco, Golden Gate Bridge, quake. Michael Boldia Jr. on 2/3/2006. Isaiah 24:19-20. The earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again. So, and while I was in Romania, he said, one night after my devotions, I went to bed exhausted and in need of much sleep. My body ached, and all I really wanted to do was get some good rest. As I fell into a deep sleep, I had a dream. I dreamt I was in a hotel room, asleep, when the bed began to shake violently. I knew what was happening right away, having lived in California in the 1980s, and I was keenly aware of what an earthquake felt like. Suddenly, I was no longer in bed, but high above San Francisco Bay, looking down on the Golden Gate Bridge. As I watched it, it began to shudder, break apart, and fall into the waters below. Well, Shalanda just recently, very recently, had a dream of the same thing, looking at the Golden Gate Bridge and watching it break up and fall into the water. I continued to watch the devastation, seeing buildings collapse and masses of people trying to find shelter. Then a voice spoke out of the heavens, a voice I had never heard before, a voice of great authority, quote, I will shake this land from its foundations, such as the eyes of this generation have not seen. The world will stand in awe and tremble in fear, as even the very geography of this nation will be transformed. My wrath is ready to be poured out, for sins have overrun my temple. In my dream, I began to weep, not due to the devastation I was seeing, but due to the great power of the voice I was hearing. I woke up trembling, unable to breathe, and tired as I was, I could not go to sleep again. And shortly before sunrise, my phone began to ring. And when I answered it, it was my brother Daniel. Quote, are you awake? Unquote, he asked. Yes, I answered. I had a dream last night. He continued, it was a terrible dream. I dreamt of a big earthquake coming to America. When I told him that I had the same dream, he was silent for some time and then said, I'm coming over so we can pray. He had just arrived at my apartment when my phone rang again. It was a brother from 200 kilometers away who is prophetically gifted and has spoken many words over me that have come to pass. Is this Mike? When I answered in the affirmative, he said, I had a dream last night, and I felt I needed to call and tell you about it. I dreamt of a terrible earthquake in your country, and I saw a big bridge that just collapsed. And I saw destruction as I have never seen before. Does this mean anything to you? Well, it took me some time to find something to say. I was speechless and could find no words. And on the same night, three different people had the same dream with the same vivid details. Knowing that the brother had a prayer group that met nightly, I asked him to remember America in their prayers whenever they prayed, and he said that he would, and before he hung up, he said, Mike, I've had many dreams in my life. The Lord willed it so, but none has scared me as this dream I had last night. Only God can protect someone through something like that. There is no other hope but to run to Him. So no matter what may come upon this land, we know that God abides with His faithful, keeping them and guiding them and protecting them. Amen. I agree. Events will begin to unfold upon this earth that will make even the mightiest of men tremble in fear. But knowing that we have a shelter from the storm, a sovereign God who watches over us fearlessly as we press on faithful in all that He has asked us. So, remember, the magnitude of all judgments will be lessened, and that's because God is going to have mercy. Psalm 91:7-11. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my strength, my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Another one, Great Quake and Tsunami, Shirley Hinkle, 9-1-20. 9-1-2000. This word was given on 9-1-2006. Do you trust me? It's with a heavy heart I write this. God has spoken into my heart again that the day is coming very quickly of a massive earthquake that will cause a great massive tsunami. There is going to be massive destruction, no no place to bury the dead. He said to me, it's time. Out of death will come resurrection life. Well, we know resurrection life as a revival has been given to us before, more or less. After every catastrophe like this, there is some revival. We will be surrounded by death and destruction, but it will not come nigh unto us if we dwell in the secret place. Amen. Great fear will come, overwhelming even the strongest, but with this God will pour out his peace, and his perfect love will come and cast out all fear. He has set us apart to be his voice in the last days, those who have been obedient to come out from among them and be ye separate. So when the flood of destruction comes, remember the words I have spoken in Isaiah 54, the Lord said. Well, this chapter emphasizes endurance in trial, protection, and perfection. A massive flood will sweep over the land, and as in the natural, so shall it be in the spiritual. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So the outpouring of the spirit, the latter rain, is going to come during that time when a great flood, probably from the earthquakes, has caused and come forth. So this came also at the beginning and end of the Gospels. Okay. An outpouring of the former rain came to the man-child, Jesus, at the beginning, and to the saints at the end, symbolizing the latter rain coming before and after the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. So, the judgment on this state, he said, this nation is to redeem fallen man, the backslidden church. It is to awake, stir, shake, and change his people. It is the end of all things as you know it. All shall be new. Even though you are reading the last chapters and the end of the book, it's really just the beginning. For I am beginning and the end. Amen. So notice once again that the beginning and the end are emphasized. He will come as the latter rain in the beginning to anoint the man-child ministry, and at the end of 3.5 years to anoint those raised up by them. He will come after 2 days or 2,000 years on the morning of the third day or 3,000 years. Hosea 6 and 2 says, after 2 days will he revive us, and on the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live before him. And let us follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is as sure as the morning, and he will come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain that watereth the earth. Now, I know people said the latter rain came back in the early 1900s. No, it didn't. He says the latter rain is going to come on the morning of the third day, which is where we are now. He said he will begin the last 3.5 years with the mark of the beast to separate the righteous from the wicked, the latter rain outpouring and judgment. There is no time to eternity. Wow, what a thought. So his name will be glorified again, she says. This, his word will become flesh again through his repented church. God will be glorified. Amen. These earthquakes are definitely going to cause revival. Not only that, the outpouring of God's Spirit. So he is a father to the fatherless, she says. So when you can't reach out to man in this time, remember to call upon your Heavenly Father. And he will be an ever-present help in the time of trouble. As with Jesus, when he was raised from the dead, the angel rolled the stone away, and there was a great earthquake. Again, God is going to roll away the stone of death in the church with an earthquake and resurrection. Life will come forth. Matthew 28:2 says, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it." So the resurrection of Jesus was with the great earthquake, which is the New Madrid, I believe. Jesus will reveal himself again. Truth will be spoken from the pulpits and in the streets, she says. The church will repent and cry out for righteousness. She will hunger for his presence. He will be manna from heaven again to his people. Great darkness is here, but God, in all of his glory, is going to shine upon his children. The church, the true, repentant, will stand in these final days. We are to remain in the city, like they were commanded, right? We are going to be endowed with power from on high. We are not going to run away in fear, but stand and be a witness to this final generation in this final hour. It's time, and the question he is asking all of us in this hour is, do you trust me? We'll find out. Okay. This one we called Escaping Martial Law and God's Tsunami, Sandy Shaw, 8/9/2016. In a dream, I had two times. Well, you remember Joseph said that when a dream is doubled, this means it would surely come to pass. I was standing in Corona, California, on 6th Street. I heard planes that shot missiles. I saw them hit the buildings and explode. I also saw military men walking on foot with their rifles amongst a lot of chaos. Let me say, the deep state military will use the chaos due to the earthquakes which they have designed and the tsunamis to try to bring the U.S. and Christians back under their control. For the true Christians, it will be like Pharaoh trying to recapture the Israelites at the Red Sea. The dreams have said the radical Islamists and the anarchists and the invaders over the southern border will cause chaos to help the deep state. And yes, the Chinese communists are here to cause chaos, but the biggest part of this threat has been put down by the angels. It could have been a lot worse, but it's not going to be annulled, okay? Martial law will also be enforced. The deep state takes advantage of every catastrophe to attack their enemies, which is their own people. And this is a civil war. Okay, so going on, people were running everywhere. The military were either shooting or arresting people, like the deep state did at Maui and Paradise and Chile, right? I knew that those being arrested were going to FEMA camps, of course. And I believe that they will be arresting the right wing, many Christians and their leaders or people whose land they were stealing to make smart cities, being removed and imprisoned, as God said would happen in the Word and dreams and visions and prophecies. So, Missy Pollock emailed me concerning martial law at this time, saying, "When I got back from the prayer meeting this morning, the sound of locusts got my attention. What came to mind was the Joel Northern Army, who were likened to locusts for multitude. I then thought about Ezekiel 17, where it talks about the civil war between the two eagles, which represents the United States. I remembered that, in other words, there is still a part of the military that is deep state, right? So I remember that I had received Ezekiel 17 verses a lot recently. Most recently, I asked the Lord if martial law was going to happen, and I received on 8/5/16 Ezekiel 17 and 12. Say now to the rebellious house, know ye not what these things mean? Tell them, behold, the king of Babylon came to Jerusalem and took the king thereof. So this was the apostate Zedekiah leadership and the princes thereof, and brought them to him to Babylon. He took them captive. Babylon took them captive. Martial law could partially fulfill this captivity of the apostates to the king of Babylon before their complete fall, but I don't doubt that they will arrest leaders of the church and or burn churches. In fact, I think we got a verse this morning that seemed to be saying that, burn the churches. I asked if martial law was going to come through civil unrest and received three heads for a yes. And I did it too. So, the other two times were on 7/23/16, I received verse 23, and on 7/31/16, verse 24. All these verses were my verses for the prayer meeting on those days. Ezekiel 17 and 22 says, thus saith the Lord, I will also take of the lofty top of the cedar and will set it, and I will crop off the topmost of its young twigs, a tender one, and will plant it upon the high and lofty mountain. This represents the rise of the man-child reformer ministries on spiritual Mount Zion. 23. In the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs and bear fruit and be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all birds of every wing. So all nations of Christians will be under this new leadership. So in the shade of the branches thereof shall they dwell, and all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree, that's the proud, false, apostate leaders, have exalted the low tree, the humble man-child reformer leadership, and have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it. After martial law takes apostate Christianity captive in parts of the country, and the government falls at the quakes on D.C. and the East Coast, the man-child government will begin to rise up because God's people, as in history, Isaiah 9 and 5, for all the armor of the armed man in the tumult and the garments rolled in blood shall be for burning, for fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born. Notice he's connecting this with the previous text there. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Well, I believe the Lord showed me that this is a dual prophecy of Jesus and Jesus in the man-child and Jesus in the corporate body of the man-child in these days. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from henceforth for even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So, the Son of God came in a body of the son of David at the time of the Roman beast captivity, and history will repeat on a larger corporate scale now as Jesus comes in the man-child. So, let me just talk a little bit about war in the chaos and the wilderness. In the midst of the earthquakes and tsunamis, the man-child ministry will be anointed to conquer the deep state resurgence and lead God's people into the wilderness, which is the tribulation. Revelation 6, 2 through 4, "And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat thereon had a bow, and there was given unto him a crown, and he came forth conquering and to conquer." Well, everybody knows that this is the Lord, but it's also the Lord in the man-child ministry. That's how he said he was going to come in these days, along with the latter rain. This is the man-child ministry in whom Jesus lives by word and spirit. These will conquer the beast holding God's people in bondage. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come." And another horse came forth, a red horse. And to him that sat thereon, it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Well, this is a true world war between both entities. Look, the deep state and the alliance have a world footprint, both of them. Okay, so we're seeing that going on, but it appears from this it's going to get worse at some point. Obviously, this is in the beginning of the tribulation period. So, in the chaos of their earthquakes and tsunamis, the deep state will likely seek to bring the Christians and the country back into submission, but it will ultimately be like Pharaoh's army at the Red Sea, seeking to recover their loss, but dying because of it. And along with the invaders, President Trump just told me that one-third of the military is still loyal to the deep state, and he could see them doing this. Of course. Why would they start the earthquakes and not take full advantage of the confusion, which is going to distract the military and go about doing their deeds, right? Exodus 14, 21 through 31 says, "And Moses, a type of the man-child company, stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them," big mistake, "into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked forth upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud, and discomfited the host of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariot wheels, and they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, 'Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians.' And the Lord said unto Moses, 'Stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen.'" Well, and sometimes waters are likened to peoples in the word. Okay. "And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Well, you remember they lost the battle back over in Egypt. Egypt was destroyed. The firstborn were killed and everything. So they let them go. But then they decided, we don't have any slaves. So they thought they would go and recover it. Well, that was their fatal mistake. Their whole military was taken down. So I believe this rebellion will be over quickly. I believe the Lord has said that. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, even all of the host of Pharaoh that went in after them into the sea. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. By the way, it's also said of the Babylonians that he was not going to leave one left. Same thing is here. So comparing this is not unreasonable. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Well, and from here, the Man-Child Company will lead the Christians worldwide into the wilderness tribulation. This is not talking about a geography. It's talking about a situation which we call tribulation. People will be able to look outside their door and see the wilderness. As a larger repeat of history. Okay, so that's what we've got. We're going to have always a repeat of history. And according to history, Cyrus Trump will conquer the deep state Babylon like the waves coming together on Pharaoh's army. The Lord in the Man-Child Company will see to it. This destruction of the factious Edomites in church and state who hated their brothers will ultimately come to an end by the David Man-Child hands, as history repeats, Isaiah 62:11. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the earth, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh, behold, his reward is with him. That's the reward is for his man-child and bride to rebuild the kingdom, and his recompense before him, the destruction of the Edomite factions in government and church. Isaiah 63:1-3. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? That's the sheepfold of the Edomites. That is glorious in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the peoples there was no man with me. Yea, I trod them in mine anger, and trampled them in my wrath, and their life blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my raiment. So the man-child anointing, I believe we'll take it from there to rebuild the temple made of sanctified people, which is the kingdom with the reward. The war and the natural destruction will bring the world to a wilderness state because God's people are to be matured worldwide. And as we have said, both of these entities, the deep state and the alliance, are worldwide entities. So you can see how a world war could be happening. Isaiah 14:17, that made the world as a wilderness. There it is, the world as a wilderness. And we're told in Revelation that twice in Revelation that the wilderness is the tribulation. First and second half of the tribulation. And overthrew the cities thereof, that let not loose his prisoners to their home. So Kathleen received by faith at random Ezekiel 7:23-27 back then. Make the chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Wherefore, I will bring the worst of the nations, and they shall possess their houses. I will also... Does that sound like something that's happening? Exactly. I will also make the pride of the strong to cease, and their holy places shall be profaned. There's churches. Destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor, and they shall seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest and counsel from the elders. Yep, pretty much has been. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. And I will do unto them after their way, and according to their deserts will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So while the world goes to war, to fight in the flesh, we have a different war to fight, and it's against the flesh. Right? As Moses and Jesus went through their own wilderness to overcome the devil in order to be qualified to bring God's people through the wilderness tribulation, so it is with for the man-child to bring the church through the tribulation. Yeah. So in Matthew 4 and 1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. As Jesus fed the early church in the wilderness, so the latter rain church will be fed by him through the man-child body. And the wilderness was a place where man's works could not feed or save them. All of the apostate church have, all they have is false kingdoms and self-works. All of their buildings and all of their such and such, there's no word of the Lord in there. He's not inhabiting it. They simply do not keep the spiritual Sabbath because they will not cease from fleshly works. But these cannot save you in the wilderness, where only healings and miracles did and can. There they were to learn faith in their Savior, without which we cannot be well-pleasing to God. In Exodus 5 and 1, and afterwards Moses and Aaron came and said unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. He also said that they could not sacrifice to God in Egypt, meaning, of course, under bondage to the old man, that's what they were, the old man, and building his Egyptian kingdom. That's what a lot of people are doing. They're building Egyptian kingdoms. It will be by grace and not by works, or it will not be acceptable to God. Some time ago, I had a vivid dream of a battle on a football field that finished with an open vision. And in the dream, I saw a quarterback on one side of the football field. He was way too far from the end zone, but the clock was running down and they were about to lose the game. So in the end zone was a receiver who saw this as hopeless and put his hands over his face and was shaking his head because it was impossible for the ball to reach him. The quarterback reared back and let go with what we used to call a Hail Mary pass. So this is where I woke up, and the dream turned into an open vision, and I saw the ball land on the back of the receiver's hands and stick there. So they won an impossible win. But the first thing that came to me was that was total grace, unmerited favor, and they wouldn't have had won this in any other way. The back of the hands is not where you can do your works, and it's not where you can catch a ball, right? So Jesus has given all to us, but we too often prefer our fleshly methods and have faith for nothing that Jesus accomplished. And all who act as if they will be saved by man's works will fail. 2 Timothy 2 and 5. And if also a man contend in the games, he is not crowned except he have contended lawfully. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Right? So, Exodus 15 and 22 says, And Moses led Israel onward from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, because it was the only way that these slaves to Egypt were going to make it to the promised land of milk and honey. You have to go through the wilderness. And that's where there's no real help from man. As we know, they all lived on miracles. And David led the people into the wilderness to overcome his traitorous Edomite-type son. Psalm 63 and 1, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God, earnestly will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and weary land, where no water is. So, the Israelites got water out of a rock. What was God trying to prove? So, do we have time to dig a well? They evidently think so. Do we really want to walk in the steps of Jesus and his disciples by faith? And the wilderness is a place where you either walk by faith or you die. Guess what? They died. And they confessed the very opposite of what they should have. And the bride had to go through her own wilderness to learn to lean only on the Lord. Song of Solomon 8 and 5 says, Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? And the people of God will bear fruit of faith and power in the wilderness tribulation. Isaiah 32 and 15 says, Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be esteemed as a forest. That's pretty good fruit, I'd say. Then justice shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness shall abide in the fruitful field, because the righteous shall live from faith, right? Isaiah 35 and 6 says, Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Yes, Isaiah 40 and 3. The voice of one that crieth, Prepare ye in the wilderness the way of the Lord. Make level in the desert a highway for our God. So, a John the Baptist text, who was all about repentance from dead works of the Pharisees, we see there, okay? And Isaiah 43 and 19, Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the jackal and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. Plenty of water for the people, who are in the wilderness because they're not being saved by their own works, but the Lord. And so the water of the word is useful to them, right? Ezekiel 20 and 35, and I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples, and there will I enter into judgment with you face to face, like as I entered into judgment with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So will I enter into judgment with you, saith the Lord. Many of them fell because of unbelief and trusting in the works of man. They wanted to go back by the flesh pots. So we have two neighbors who were preachers of a non-spirit-filled religion and taught their people to go to man because that's how God does his works now, according to them. They had all taken the vaccines. Both were dying, as we were told. A lot of those who listened to them were dying by the man's wife. She told me that. One just died of a blood clot suddenly. The other is dying of turbo cancers, one after another, that spread like lightning through his body. The one with the blood clot had just seen astounding creative miracles when he was coming out to check on us a couple of times. These happened in front of his face, and he just couldn't believe it because he hadn't taught it right like that. They don't want to face this because they've taught the very opposite, you know. So Father gives grace through faith, a gift from God, right? Ephesians 2 and 7 says that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace have you been saved through faith. And that's not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest no man should glory. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God afore prepared that we should walk in them. But notice, it's all by grace. And if we are limited to man's works, we will not live through the wilderness. And after the wilderness, one should believe in the miracles because that was all that saved them. Jeremiah 17 and 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man that trusts in men and maketh the flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose trust the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out its root by the river, and shall not fear when heat cometh, but its leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. And Hebrews 10 and 38 says, on down it says, but my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrink back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that shrink back unto perdition, but of them that have faith unto the saving of the soul. So all of those who think that they will fly over the wilderness to the promised land are not preparing for the wilderness through faith in the word and cannot guide anyone else there either. The testings just ahead in our wilderness are like Jesus' testing and Moses' testings and Israel's testings. So, let us obey. Hebrews 10:23 on, it says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope, that it waver not, for he is faithful that promised. Also, James 1 and 2, count it all joy, my brethren, when you fall into manifold temptations, knowing that the proving of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking in nothing. Amen. So, Lord, we praise you and we thank you so much, Father, for all your goodness. We thank you that you will work in us to willing to do of your good pleasure as we walk by faith in you. And we thank you for the mighty miracles that you're going to preserve your people through the times to come. And we thank you that you're going to be merciful, that they're not going to be as bad as prophesied. Everything in the Word, of course, does not change, but dreams and visions can be changed by repentance and faith. Amen.